For every bone created in Juneau, $1 will be donated to help genocide victims in places like the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burma, and Somalia as part of the 1 Million Bones Project. Local artist M.K. McNaughton introduced UAS art professor Padar Dalthorpe to the idea. Dalthorpe says the bones must be ceramic because that medium holds up best for installation.
Some bones in the past, like for some of the initial bone-making attempts, were, you know, some of them used paper mache or some other materials that aren't quite as weatherproof as ceramic.
Dalthorpe organized the UAS event, converting studio spaces in the Sobolov building to accommodate the large crowds of people that for an evening became personally involved in UAS art projects. Teacher assistant Kate Laster helped set up. She says events like this can generate important dialogue about genocide in our community.
It's a really great project because it's a community-based thing where we can discuss kind of these unseen people. You know, we're talking about something that's very, very much happening now.
In addition to building bones, the department also had drawing demonstrations, screen printing, a large-scale deer sculpture, pottery making, and live blues by Sammy Burris. Keith Cox was blindfolded and had just a couple of minutes to shape a creation out of clay on a pottery wheel using his hands, water, and a sponge. A faculty member judged the pieces on artistic merit. Though Cox lost the competition and the sponge, he didn't walk away empty-handed.
It was stiff. It was a stiff competition. I went in with a high spirit and a lot of confidence that I was really going to successfully make a vase or something. And I came out with something that my son could still eat cereal out of.
Over at the Whitehead building, art student Doris Alcorn was sculpting an impressive life-size deer out of 500 pounds of clay on a metal frame. The sculpture will be hollowed out before it's put into the gas kiln for firing. Because the piece is so large, the deer is crouching so it fits into the kiln. Ceramics aren't the only thing popping out of ovens at the UAS Art Department. A wood-fired pizza kiln provided fresh pizzas throughout the evening. Dalthorpe says what comes out of that oven is always a student favorite.
It's built as a pizza oven, and it's wood-fired, so it imparts a little extra flavor that you don't normally get out of a conventional oven.
Chef Josh Reeder says it's the most popular kiln on campus.
Homemade dough, homemade sauce, and then fired over wood. Not much new technology here in the last 2,000 years.
Laster says events like this show the public a lot of what goes on in the busy UAS art department.
What I love about the open house is it's basically bringing people who don't know that we have a pizza oven, bringing in people who've not really come down to Sobolov to actually see the art department and what we do and how much fun we have.
Dalthorpe hopes the open house will bring in more students and in turn help them realize their creative and professional potential. From UAS, I'm Danny Peterson. When you walk away.